Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. There is no denying that being a veteran brings its own special skill set, but transitioning the leadership and survival skills earned by serving in armed conflict into a post-military career can sometimes create unique challenges. There is the difference in management style from the military to private businesses, to name just one of the adjustments a veteran would need to make, and that has many returning soldiers looking to open their own business. According to the Veterans Florida Entrepreneurship Program, quote, opportunity, freedom, and solving problems attract veterans to the challenge of owning a business. But it's not so easy without some of the skills that one could pick up at a program like those taught at the Institute for Entrepreneurship here at FGCU. And that's why the partnership between FGCU and Veterans Florida is so important. As one of only six universities in the state offering this tuition-free program, 35 veterans have already graduated, and they've gone on to open more than 20 businesses. Here to tell us more about that program is Dr. Sandra Kawanui. I'm sorry. Somebody put a pronouncer in there. The director of the Institute. Thank you so much, Dr. Kawanui.
Thank you very much.
We're also joined in studio by James Hardenbrook. He's one of the veterans who went through the entrepreneurship program. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We are talking about the Institute for Entrepreneurship here at FGCU and its new program specifically for veterans in its third year now. You can become part of the conversation, too, by giving us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. So first, Dr. Sandra Kawanui, tell me about how this program got started.
Yes, it was started by Veterans Florida. It's a grant that they provide for universities, and we had to apply for it. So we're going into our third year program with it, and we applied and received a grant to start our Veterans Entrepreneurship Program. And James is actually from our very first program. And the goal of it is to help these veterans think about a problem that needs to be solved, come up with a solution, and actually implement and start their business.
So how long is the program?
The program starts, the actual advanced program starts in the beginning of February and goes through till May. And we have a compassionate Shark Tank, Frank Stern's Compassionate Shark Tank. So we have both Southwest Foundation and Schultz Foundation, who has provided seed funding for our veterans. So the people can compete, and we end up last year, we gave over $100,000 away in seed funding from these two foundations.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest hiccups when you're trying to open a business is having that capital to start it out.
Absolutely. James also received funding the year before from the Schoen Foundation that he provided some extra funds. These are not funds from the state. These are extra funds that our donors in Southwest Florida have given us. We're the only school in the state that has actually gotten and raise seed funding for our veterans.
We have a really great philanthropic society around here in Southwest Florida, so that is a feather in the cap to our area. So, James Hardenbrook, tell me about your experience. You're a veteran then.
Yes, I am.
When did you serve?
2004 to 2012.
Okay, so what did you think you were going to do when you got back in 2012?
Find a job like everybody else and just make ends meet.
So is that what you started at?
I did.
And then when did you hear about this program?
So this program, I actually spent 9 months unemployed, and I did what I loved. I fished. And from there, I got picked up through the Department of Veterans Affairs and was hired on as an item manager to buy all the medical supplies. Through that, my wife was then introduced to the caregiver program, and that's how we were notified of the program that was going to be taking place. She thought that it would be something that I'd be very interested in doing, so she actually was the one that registered for me. And then I actually attended all of the courses.
Well, you did the good thing. You actually went.
That's right.
Signing up is one thing, but actually going is the other thing. So when you first got back and you first got back into the job world, did you find it difficult to adjust from military life to private?
It is very different. It's the brotherhood, the camaraderie that you get while you're in the military is second to none. I mean, you can basically reach out to anybody, and anybody's willing to help you with anything at any time. Doesn't matter if it's 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, they're going to be there irregardless. When you go into a regular job, your coworkers have lives and, you know, their own personal problems that they're dealing with. So if you try to call on them, they may or may not be there. It's just completely different when you don't have a second family that you can rely on.
And then you have a different management structure. I'm thinking about the difference between being in the military and then dealing with a regular manager at a work situation.
Yes, you do. In the military, it's all about team building. And if one person on a team is not doing well, everybody knows about it just because that's how close you are with each other. Kind of outside of the military, it's more or less basically what I found is a lot of people just go 9 to 5 and they're okay with that. And it's kind of a mediocre lifestyle is what I don't like about the private sector.
A little bit less fulfilling, right?
Like, a lot, yeah. For me, it's a lot less fulfilling. I feel like I need to do a lot more for a lot of other people than, you know, what's in it for me.
Yeah. So then you went through this program and you learned a lot of stuff. What did you learn about?
So basically, I've tried a couple businesses before. I went about it the wrong way. I decided I was going to develop something and then go out and see who was interested. This time we actually went through, we found a viable business plan that was going to work because we had thought through it to death. And basically we took all the guesswork out of it before we actually pulled the trigger to actually launch on the 4th of July.
So what is your business? Is it a fishing charter?
I'm just not. Wondering. It is not. I found out that's way more expensive than what I was able to afford.
Yeah.
No, actually we make liquid nitrogen ice cream out of a food concession trailer.
And oh, so a food truck.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I've seen that liquid nitrogen ice cream. That is so cool.
It's wonderful. It's great stuff.
It's delicious too. So, yeah. Okay. So you looked into that.
Yes. So we looked at both. We looked at the brick and mortar stores. I figured out what it was going to cost annually to operate. And cost was way too high, more than what I was able to raise in any funds. But during the course, what we looked at was a combination of both. What's going to be more practical when you start with nothing? And from that aspect, we found that going mobile actually is a lot more, has a lot more advantages to being a brick and mortar store, given that ice cream is a destination and you have to draw people in there. When you are mobile, you can go to other events or destinations where the community is going to be at large. And when we show up there, we make it more convenient for the customer to actually buy our product. Once they taste our product, then they start following us around.
Then they love it. So that ends up being a lower overhead situation too, going right in.
Absolutely.
Off the top.
Yes.
And then you have a little bit more freedom too.
Oh, yes. We choose what days we decide to work, how many hours we want to work at each day. Basically, my wife likes all the events that we have throughout Southwest Florida, and we kind of decide from there which ones she'd like to attend because you get the best of both. We get to operate there, but then we also get kind of a behind the scenes of what's going on at those events as well.
So what's it called?
It's called the Frozen Chosen.
And
we chose that name because I am a Marine. The Frozen Chosen is actually a group of Marines who fought in Korea in the 1950s. And I found that given our logo has the Marine Corps digital pattern on our cup, and then instead of O's in the letters, we use dog tags to replace them. So we get a lot of identifiers, other military members that walk up and they know exactly who we are because of the name and what the logo actually looks like. And it's something we can stand behind proudly.
And how long have you been open with this?
Since the 4th of July is
of
when
we
open. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And then do you do like private events? Do people call? I mean, you do public events mainly, but do you also do like private?
Yes, we will. We've had a couple calls for birthdays, different celebrations. Anybody that is interested in kind of us coming in to cater for dessert, they contact us mostly through Facebook or call or email us. And a lot of them have tasted our products prior to them contacting us. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly where we get a lot of our business or future businesses when people do contact us. Like I said, through Facebook.
Great. So the program that is being taught, Dr. Kawanui, is called the Lean Startup Method. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Basically, James has done a good job of describing it. When he wanted to start this ice cream, what we did was we looked at what would be the minimum viable product. They have to go out and test it to make sure that they really do have a market demand, because one of the problems is we find oftentimes people think people want it, but they don't. And so we try to see whether or not they have the demand. We develop a minimum viable product. We figure out what's a lean and most effective way of starting this business. And it's design thinking And it integrates design thinking and using a minimum viable product to get it out in the marketplace. And then how do you grow it and scale it? How then, once you get it out and test it and see that you have demand, then how do you scale it?
Mm-hmm. So who teaches these courses?
We do. We have all the faculty at FGCU that teach in our entrepreneurship degree program now.
And but from when I've covered it before, it seems like they're people that have been entrepreneurs themselves.
Absolutely. We also have entrepreneurs in residence that now are coming in to teach as well. But we also have an interesting mentorship group that we use, and they volunteer their time to come in on the Saturdays when we have the course. And they will come in, and after we have taught the basic lessons of the morning, then they'll come in and help individual veterans with their projects. So James had a mentor that worked with him and that he continued to work with after the program was over. So these are volunteers in our community that have been successful entrepreneurs.
And James, did you find it useful to have someone who you knew had already walked the walk and done the business thing? Did it resonate a little bit more with you?
Yes, absolutely. Taking the knowledge that they've already gained and some of the problems that I've brought to them, or some of the ideas that I would think about when I'd wake up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd write it down.
Those are the best ideas. They always come right at 3 a.m.
I know. We'd write it down, and then next morning I'd get in contact with them and kind of give them a spiel of, you know, what it was I was thinking and what the possibilities of it were. And basically, him being able to go through and kind of explain in a different way, you know, what I should be thinking rather than what I should be coming up with, kind of rewires the brain to think in a different way prior to, you know, actually making a solid decision on anything.
Yeah, and nothing against, you know, scholastics or anything like that. Yeah, that kind of practical experience is really critical because, I mean, you can teach things from a book all day, but when you have an experience, it really does make a difference.
Yeah, I actually started my own business and had it for over 20 years before I got my PhD. So I'm a little unusual in that, but we've actually been trying to hire even our entrepreneurship faculty who have started businesses and worked in businesses. So it does make it a little bit different. But I also think that these mentors that are out there have been wonderful help for us. And they actually help us in our degree programs as well as our veterans program. So they're supporting, and also out at our ETI with our incubator that we have out there.
Tell me a little about this incubator.
Yep. The incubator is a program. It's called the Runway Program, and it's available to all of our students at FGCU, and they can come in if they've got an idea. They apply for it. Once a semester, we have an application process. They can apply to go in, and they can take whatever their idea is, and we'll help them take it to market. So we have mentors, we have entrepreneur in resident, we have myself and other of the our entrepreneurship faculty helping them get their businesses started, and they get to go through a pitch and they get seed funding that we've raised for the students. So we have it for the students, but our veterans are also using that incubator. They're allowed to come out and get help as well through the incubator. So I think James has been out there a lot at the ETI, right?
Yes. Basically, any time that I go up and down 75 or past, coming by FGCU, I stop either, whether it's to say hi or this might be what we're working on next or what do you think about this. I stop by basically just to kind of see everybody and say hello again.
Yeah. It's another family, right?
That's right.
We have interns that we have that help our veterans with some of their social media, some of their plans when they're working on it. So we have interns that work with our veterans, and some of our veterans just use it to come in and work on their project and get some help. Or
so you have students in the regular entrepreneurship program, then you're also working with the veterans. How would you compare a student in the veteran program to a student in just the regular entrepreneurship program? I mean, What kind of differences do you see in the types of students that they are?
I think it's maturity. I think that, you know, they, for the most part, our veterans have been through some difficult times, and they're very, very, very appreciative of all that we do for them. This is a free program for the veterans, and they really, they just are amazed at the hours and time that we've given to that program. So they're mature. They're, in some cases, they're just, they're ready to take flight and start the business, where our students sometimes are still, they're working to get their degree while they're starting their businesses. So they've got the struggle between both, and they've also got they don't have the maturity of actually, going through the military. Although some of them do. Some of them are coming back to school later. I think James is actually going to come back and do a degree now in entrepreneurship.
Yes, I am.
After he opens up his entire chain of ice cream.
Yeah. Well, it's a good combination.
So, James, there's a lot of discussion in mental health when it comes to veterans. So, I mean, how do you feel like a program like this can help in giving veterans some real-time business skills to strike out on their own with their own business? I mean, how helpful is that in a mental health way?
So, in a mental health way, it's definitely a positive influence, because you get to sit in a room with a bunch of other veterans who have been through things and done things that you have. I would say more along the lines of like a mental health therapy. You get to sit there, you get to talk to other people, you bounce business ideas back and forth off each other. If you're having some issues that day, I've had a couple friends that have attended the courses as well. Basically, you get to sit there and you do create a second family. Because everybody in there are veterans,
and they kind of have that understanding.
Yes.
So you're sitting there, but you're all getting together. You're all veterans, but you're talking about business stuff and things like that. You're not just hashing and rehashing and just going over, just focused on just being a veteran. I mean, your identity is also with now a business person.
Yes, and being that they're veterans as well, like I said, the camaraderie that you get, if you have any business issues whatsoever, everyone has basically either reached out or I've reached out to them, and we're all more than willing to help anybody at any point in time.
One of the things I heard from one of our veterans who did the program, I think the same year you did, James, is he has a CrossFit gym in Ave Maria, and he said his wife told me at the opening, you gave me my husband back. He says he is so energetic and enthusiastic now, and he came back after the war, and he'd had some problems, and he said it was just really, really difficult for him, and now he had a purpose again.
Well, is that purpose, and then also refinding that that brotherhood?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or sisterhood, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, that military camaraderie like you were mentioning.
Yeah, and it is too. I mean, if you're having any troubles whatsoever, somebody somewhere in that class has also had the same troubles that you're having as well. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they may have it in the future. You know, you might be able to teach them how to cope with something.
But making those connections, I've heard, and I've done a number of show segments where we're talking with veterans. I think those connections with other veterans is really critical, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, and kind of in the veteran community, it's more or less – if you're a veteran or you know a veteran that is in need, then you're going to go way out of your way to help them no matter what.
Yeah, and I think I remember James saying one time that the reason he felt safe coming into this program is because they were all going to be veterans. And he was a little intimidated by going to a college to take a course. But when it was veterans only, he felt better about it.
It's kind of funny. While I was deployed twice to Iraq, I tried to take college courses. It was in a bunker, and both times we got attacked with mortars.
This could not be a good sign.
So I figured a third time's a charm. If I ever go back to school, it's probably not going to end well. So I decided that's never going to happen. And actually, I'm so glad that I did end up deciding to go back.
Well, we're glad that you did too. I want to thank both of our guests, Dr. Sandra Kawanui and also James Hardenbrook. Congratulations on your business.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations on a successful program.
Thank you. VeteransFlorida.org if you're interested.
Yes, and we have links to that on our website at WGCUnews.org as well. Our show today was produced by Rachel Iacovone, John Davis, and yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1. WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.